This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Along with some terrific fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, as well as our own local lakes, we've got news of a special bow fishing tournament coming up. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a bow fisherman, you may want to make plans right now for the second annual Kaskaskia River Rough Fish Roundup. It's a bow fishing tournament scheduled for July 16th, and the event will be held on the Kaskaskia River at the Wood Duck Marina near Baldwin. This event is a popular one, and it's very sees a lot of bow fishermen. This year's tournament is hosted by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area, and this is a one-day daytime event, taking scheduled for 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And the competition will consist of both a boat and a walking shore division. The boat division will feature a Big Ten format, and the walking shore division will feature a Big Three format. Big fish, small fish contest will also be held. And the boat division entry fees are $100 per boat, and teams may be comprised of 1 to 4 members. The walking shore division entry fee will be $25 per participant, and both divisions will offer a 100% payback. Payback amounts and the number of places paid will be based on the number of entries, with payout guaranteed for the top 3 places in both divisions. Trailering will be allowed to any public access ramp or landing within the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area. Now, takeoff will be in the order of registration, and participants may pre-register by emailing Jill Fox in Illinois. That's Jill.A.Fox@Illinois, or participants may register at the site on the morning of the event. The tournament is limited, however, to a total of 40 boats, so pre-registration is strongly encouraged. In addition to the monetary prizes, an array of bow fishing attendance prizes will be available to all entrants. Now, Mick Middleton, the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area Superintendent, says invasive Asian carp that inhabit our waters and waterfowl management areas are wreaking havoc on the east ecosystems. He says, "We know that the Kaskaskia and our fish and wildlife area are target-rich environments for bow fishers interested in seeking our unutilized native fish of sport fish such as gar, buffalo, and drum, as well as the invasive carp." He says, "Those who enjoy the sport are also making a contribution towards conservation with every invasive fish that they remove." And the Kaskaskia Rough River Fish Roundup tournament also gives the community an opportunity to, before the tournament takeoff and during the weigh-in, to see the different styles of boats and equipment used. This way they will learn more about the sport of bow fishing. So Middleton added that he believes the tournament is an excellent way not to only bring needed tourism and outdoor recreation to the area, but to help educate the community on how bow fishers are helping remove Asian carp from the waterway. Now, for registration information or more information, you can call Jill Fox at 618-785-2555. Once again, let's give Jill Fox a call. She's at the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area, and her phone number is 618-785-2555. Temperatures seem more like summer. We're still seeing the spring fishing patterns, with good fishing being found most of the day. In fact, we checked in with Steve Welch, fishing guide up at Lake Shelbyville, and he says up there the water temperatures have risen into the low 70s, which is a summertime sort of situation, and the lake is up about 1.5 feet due to a rain from last Saturday. The water color remains very clear, and the fishing is still very good for white bass and walleye and crappie. Right now, he says they're pulling bottom bouncers on ledges and flats looking for small schools of white bass. Once they locate one, they throw out a marker and keep trolling through them until they wear them out. Most of the schools hold about 25 to 50 nice-sized white bass. And the walleye and sauger will be in the same area, so they're picking up both white bass and walleye plus several crappie. They're using line counters so the clients can tell how much line to let out, and they're just hammering the fish, and everyone is happy. The wind is the key to bunching these fish up every day, so they need to relocate them. They're fishing from the Bow Woods over to the Eagle boat ramp on the ledges. And for the crappie, they says they're fishing the brush piles with a slip bobber and minnow. Post pond crappie are getting bunched up on the brush that gets a lot of wind blown on them by the main lake. And the wind pushes the bait on them. They're setting their bobbers anywhere from 8 to 12 foot deep and fishing the tops of the big brush piles. The crappie fishing is also red hot right now with these post pond crappie wanting to fatten up. And he says it's possible to catch 30 or more from one spot, and catching is what they're doing. Most days they're boating over 100 nice crappie to sort through and get their limits. The pattern will do nothing but get better all summer long, so they're saying this is going to be a great year for crappie fishermen at Lake Shelbyville. And the bass and catfish, those two are providing some action, although not nearly as much action as a white bass and crappie, but they're still catching good numbers of those fish. Now at Carlisle Lake right now, the lake is about normal pool, looking really good. And the catfish are still quite good. They're catching a lot of these fish on cut bait, dip baits, leeches, and night crawlers. The crappie fishing, not nearly as good. They're only slow at best right now on minnows. And anglers are catching a few crappie from some of the better brush piles. But right now, catfish are leading the way with the most anglers using live and commercial catfish baits. And the white bass, this could be a good year for white bass at Lake Shelbyville. They're catching good numbers of these fish on inline spinners, blade baits, and jig and twisters. In the tailwaters, not a lot to report. The white bass are hitting on sporadic situations, so if you're there at the right time, you can catch some white bass, but not a whole lot to report except for catfish in the tailwaters. And at Rend Lake in the state's southern reaches, largemouth bass are rated good. They're being caught on worms, plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. They're fishing the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, much like they've been doing all much of the year. They're fishing around the bridges and along the rocks, and the reports of the fish are coming from the same areas as in the past, the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And crappie fishing remains excellent, catching a lot of the crappie at Rend Lake. Jigs are working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white and tube jigs are yielding the way. And small and medium minnows also producing good numbers of fish, as well as a few mealworms. And they're fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From shore, fish near the structures. Hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Harbor, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill rated good, catching a lot of these fish right now on crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs. Most of these are coming from the backs of the necks and on the flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs, and from the shore, the Sailboat Harbor has been a bluegill hotspot. And the channel catfish, excellent. Lots of these fish, I mean lots of these fish, coming in on commercial catfish baits, as well as leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows. Some of the hot spots recently has been the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch area, the Jackie Branch, the North Sandusky Day Use area. Try setting your lines and fish 3 to 4 foot deep over the rocks along the shoreline. And some anglers are using leeches in moving water, but most of the fish are coming by drift fishing the flats. And the white bass rated fair right now on jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners. They're catching these in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. They're also fishing along the rocks and drop-offs, and reports of fish are coming from the 154 bridges. So they're still catching good numbers of fish at all three lakes, as well as our own local lakes. And catfish are leading the way at our local lakes as well, but the bass fishermen are finding some pretty good action early and late in the day in the smaller lakes. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.